Watch, UFC veteran Jake Shields on Brawl with Mike Jackson, he called me Nazi scum. By Lara Gwynn on December 16, 2022. MMA veteran Jake Shields brawled with fighter Mike Jackson on the floor outside the octagon at the UFC Performance Institute, PI, in Nevada on Friday, after Jackson called Shields a Nazi. Shields and Jackson have had a long-standing feud on social media that has become heated over subjects such as race and politics, culminating in Friday's altercation, when the fighters saw each other in person. MMA Junkie said of the video taken at the scene of the fight. The footage shows Shields on top of Jackson in side control and then mount position, as he held him down and controlled him outside of the cage at the UFC PI. There were several people around them, as Shields said. You're a little BTCH, you said you were going to FCK me up. Unable to escape under his own power, Jackson asked, can someone get this mother effer off me? Shields proceeded to posture up and throw some open-handed strikes at Jackson before three people stepped in. Shields said in a post Friday that Jackson quickly discovered the difference between calling people Nazis in person versus on Twitter. This racist is lucky so many people were there to save his pathetic racist ass, and included a video that shows both men on the ground, with Shields in mount position. Shields, 43, described to Breitbart News' Chris Tomlinson how the fight with Jackson went down. I saw him at the gym, and I said let's get in the cage and fight, because he calls whites cockroaches. He said no. He then called me Nazi scum, so I slapped him and threw him on the ground and started slapping him. Didn't want to hurt him, just humiliate him. He started begging my friends to save him, so they pulled me off. If a random person calls me a Nazi, I'll ignore it, but not a young fighter, especially since I'm an OG. Mike the Truth Jackson, 37, who has Black Power tattooed on his chest and refers to himself as the Snow Roach Exterminator on his Twitter profile, has posted several videos targeting white people, who he calls snow roaches. One such video shows Jackson on a commercial flight, where he is being asked by flight attendants to remove his hat, reads, FCK. Racists, due to passenger complaints. Shields, who currently coaches at the Extreme Couture MMA gym founded by Randy Couture in Nevada and is also not shy of expressing his political views, announced in March that he sold 100% of his Disney stock to protest the company's opposition to Florida's parental rights bill. The bill, which Florida Governor Ron DeSantis R. signed into law on Monday, notably blocks the teaching of sexuality and gender identity to students in kindergarten through third grade, Breitbart News reported on March 28. Shields, who uses social media to express his political views, also highlighted rising crime in San Francisco, California, using the classic family TV favorite Full House. In January, the MMA fighter said if the intro to Full House were filmed today that Alamo Square Park, in front of the iconic Victorian houses, would be filled with heroin needles and human shit and is a hot spot for robberies and car theft. Jackson fired back at Shields after Friday's fight, calling him a Nazi and commenting on his alleged white fragility. Shields poked fun at Jackson later on Friday, asking on Twitter, has anyone checked on Mike? He's had a rough month, alongside a photo of Jackson after a knockout from Pete Rodriguez during the UFC Vegas 62 Grasso v. Araujo event at UFC Apex on October 15, 2022, in Las Vegas, Nevada.